Blog Talk Radio.
With your hands lifted up, say, say it like this. Take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Release me.
Release me.
Release me.
Release me.
Oh, take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Release me.
Release me.
Oh, release me.
Release me.
Oh, take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Oh!
Wake up, Chicago. Yes, sir. It's about to go down. I hope y'all ready. Israel, help your
hey,
boy. One
no limit.
Yes, sir. It's the hottest radio show in the land. Second Limit Talks Radio is on the air. That's right. We are on the air, broadcasting live as always.
No limit.
Live as always from the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. That's why we're broadcasting from the birthplace of gospel music. It's about to go down. Come on, Israel, give it to me one more again. Time first. Let's go.
No limit.
Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. We are here. We are live as always. It's your boy, your host, Mr. Danny L. King, in the studio on this Praise Break Friday. And guess what, y'all? See, I am not alone. I am not alone. I got my little sister is in the house with us today. The
say
one and
what
only,
you heard.
That's right, gospel artist.
See what you said.
Extraordinaire.
Say what you heard.
See
what you said. Oh, pray these words. Take the limits off. 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 Take the
is in the house, and then the only Lamasia Tyson is in the house, y'all. We are here with some big news.
Increase.
But she just wanted to stop by. That's really
all
funny.
Around
she just wanted to hang out.
Hold on,
let's use the mic. Try that now.
Break
ball.
Release me.
Hold on. No, why can't he? Oh, you know what? No, that's not. Anyway, yeah, I'm muted. Got to get back up. Went too much. Anyway, she is here, and we got some good, great news that we're gonna be discussing very, very shortly. Now try it. Right. I'm like, what's going on over there? Anyway, she's here to hang out with her big brother today. Man, we got some amazing news. Y'all, hope y'all ready for it. We gonna tease it a little bit. We'll check and see how she been doing before we start making announcements. Do us a favor though. Tell me what to do. Start calling your mama and let the people know that Lanesha.
Time of favor.
Hello, radio.
It's a time of rain.
Tonight.
Time of increase.
Let me give you the rundown. How you can be a part of
it. Time of harvest.
If you're already listening on
it's
the line,
it's a time for reaping.
Dialed in. All
you've
you
sown
in
many tears.
The best piece in the land.
You've sown
countless
nights. You've paced your floor back and forth. You've believed. You've stood on words that you have yet to see come to pass. But this is the time for rain. Ask for the rain. Ask for the rain in the time of rain. Ask for favor while favor is falling.
If you want to email the show, that's it. If you want to email the show, email the show to ttloshow@ttlomedia.net. That's right. If you want to email the show, email the show to ttloshow@ttlo. You got it over there now. At ttlomedia.net. That's where you can find us there. If you want to follow us on social media, you can tweet the show. That's right. You can tweet the show on Twitter. You can tweet the show at ttloradio. That's right. You can tweet the show at ttloradio. Two T's, one L, one O. ttloradio is where you can tweet the show. If you want to follow us on Instagram, if you want to follow us on the gram, you can do that as well. Follow us on the gram at TTLO Radio. That's right. Follow us on the gram at TTLO Radio. Two T's, one L, one O. TTLO Radio is where you can follow us on the gram. If you want to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/TTLO Radio, facebook.com/TTLO Radio is where you can find us there. And then the live streams are up and running. That means y'all come on in, tell somebody, hit that share button, invite your mama and grandmama and whosoever got a Facebook. Come on and let the people know. Right, hit the invite, let the people know. Whosoever got a Facebook, come on, let somebody know. The live stream is up and running. You can check in right now, facebook.com/TTLO Radio, and the YouTube page is up and running. We are live on YouTube as well right now on the TTLO Radio YouTube page. We are live there as well, so feel free to come on in, chime in. Y'all know what to do. Let us know where you're watching, where you're viewing, where you're listening. Any of those mediums, let us know where you are. Let's see. Don't forget, too, we are an iHeartRadio partner. What does that mean? That means not only if you download if you download the iHeartRadio app, that's it. I'm just speaking something right now. Maybe we do need an app. But if you download the iHeartRadio app, just go to the iHeartRadio app and do a search for the TTLO Media Group. Not only will you find the TTLO Radio Show, but you'll also find every Thursday Healthy Soul Talk with Dr. Kimberly Thomas at 5:30. Real talk, real issues, real solutions right here on the TTLO Media Group Network. And then on, don't forget about my brother on Tuesdays, Pastor Harold D. Washington of Faith Works and Vision Church, Kitchen Chronicles every Tuesday. He feeds your belly and your spirit at the same time. The brother preaching in the kitchen while he cooking scrimps. Ooh. Scrimps with a K. While he cooking in the studio, while he cooking from the kitchen. But it's very good, man. I love it. I love it. Always you can check him out. And then on Sundays, last but not least, you can catch the live broadcast of the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. You can catch that right here on the TTLO Media Group Network, live at 11 o'clock every Sunday morning. Pastor Darrell in person bringing you the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, the birthplace of gospel music. And don't forget, you can find us on iTunes, Spotify, anywhere you can download a podcast, you can find us there. Nasia, what's up, y'all?
Did y'all know yesterday was Dana's birthday?
Really? Actually, it was 2 days ago.
2 days?
Wait, what's today?
Today is Friday.
It was Wednesday, May the 5th, Cinco de Mayo. I'm Blacksican.
Happy birthday
to I'm Jablaxican because I'm Jamaican and Mexican.
Okay.
My mama don't know it, but I just claimed it.
Okay.
And neither does the U.S. Census.
The U.S. I should have put that on the census. Mm-hmm. I should have put that on the application.
I'm a plethora.
Right. I'm all the people. But yes. It was. I turned good 51. 51. What? 5-1 in the house, 5-1. Yeah, that's me. It was good. I had a good time. Thank you for the belated and the whatever, but I got the real one. You sent me a text. I got it. Thank
okay.
You. Thank you so much. You okay. Did. You sent me one. Appreciate. I haven't responded to text message. That's why you ain't getting a response. I haven't responded yet. So, yeah, but thank you so much. It was good. It was good. But how are you?
I'm good. I'm excited.
You are?
I am. I'm really excited. You know, great things are happening.
Was you
right
here. Was you a granny when you was here last time?
I think we was. Oh, I had just became.
Just became a Grammy.
Yeah.
Is it meemaw, grandma? What
no,
they calling you?
No, it's gonna be Nana.
Nana.
Because what said I wasn't old enough to be a big ma.
So what's Pat being?
Gigi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gigi.
So she's Gigi.
Gigi. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Little princess.
What's her name?
Amaye Kailitha Lynn Tyson.
Oh,
yep. That's a lot.
Yeah. I hope I'm done teaching by the time she goes to school. That's too much. I got enough of this. Like, what's your name? We going with one name. One name. Which one you want me to call you? Which one do you respond to?
And then they don't even call her neither one of those.
Right. Was it just?
Yay.
Oh, Lord. Poor baby. I can't. We have some.
What can we do?
Have some people that we grew up with, and they called. I didn't know. The daughter, I could not remember the daughter's name because they called her Pooh all the time, like Pooh. Mm. So it was like, that was it. And I'm like, please tell me. So one thing when they're a baby, but when she got to be like 16, 17, I'm like, I am not calling this child Pooh. Like what? Yeah. Could somebody help me with the baby's name, please? So, but they, you know, that's just how that, you know, that's how we do. That's how our people
that's
are.
How we do.
That's
yep.
how our people are. How have you, are you still recording with, doing the once a month recordings with, your church. You know, I came back bad with names, but Pastor Smokey Norfolk and them.
No, actually, we on vacation.
Oh.
Adult praise team is on vacation.
The adult praise team.
Yeah.
So who's singing? There's a youth praise team. What's the qualifications? What's the age range of the youth praise team? Let me. How that work? What's the?
Honey,
I done aged out of everything. What's the senior praise team?
Look,
I'm
just grateful for the rest.
Right.
You know, it give me time to do a whole bunch of other stuff.
Uh-huh.
And so, not get any rest.
So have you all depicted have they started talking about a comeback date yet? Or?
You know, my pastor is, he don't like germs.
So he going to wait until
he's waiting until it's probably hot, like consistently hot outside.
Oh, so July-ish maybe.
Yeah, we don't really know. But I think they're planning the comeback now.
Okay. One of my mentors is not coming back fully until September. He said he's waiting until, I guess there's a Back to Church Sunday, you know, on the calendar. There's a National Back to Church Sunday. It is.
Really?
Yeah, it's in September. I used to see it all the time, but, you know.
Back to Church?
It's called Back to Church Sunday. Yeah.
What does that mean?
I guess it's like that's when they want you to invite people back to church. So people who you know who haven't been in church. Let me look it up real quick. But, yeah, it's Back to Church Sunday. And it's like, I don't know when it started, but it's been around for a while. Back to Church Sunday. Yeah, Back to Church Sunday. There it is right there. Hold on, let me get it for you. If I could read without my glasses, I'd be all right. But yeah, it's Back to Church Sunday. It is got a whole website. September 19th, 2021.
Back to Church Sunday. Hey, everybody, I see y'all. I see my people. Reese, have you ever heard of Back to Church Sunday?
Mm-hmm. Look at that. Join 15,000 other churches for the largest Back to Church Sunday event ever. So they want you to register and put your church's name in there. And then the people who, I found out about like 3 years ago. But it's apparently a thing.
I'm going to have to call Pastor Tim and ask him, has he heard of that?
So one of my mentors, he says he's going to wait until then to officially come back. Because he said he want to give people a chance to get all their barbecue out for Memorial Day.
Wow.
Just in case there's a surge. And then 4th of July. So he won't let everybody do it. Plus, more folks should be vaccinated back then. Then he's going to come back. And
wow.
Yeah, there's about, I know, right?
Never heard of that.
Well, it's kind of like, what is it? What is it, Pentecost Sunday? Was it?
That's everybody who.
But, you know, Baptist churches don't really do Pentecost Sunday. You remember. I know it's been a while, but you remember. Baptist churches, we just recently got sanctified.
We used to go and have breakfast at 6 o'clock in the morning. That was called sunrise service. That was sunrise service. That's Easter Sunday, right? You get up super early.
Yeah, Well, we started doing it because they wanted the kids to do the speeches in the morning, and so they wouldn't take up the whole service in the afternoon. You want to hear your baby speech?
Better get that.
Come
early
to Sunday school, right? Because we ain't doing all that. I will share a story about my cousin and his Easter speech, but he might get mad at me. But let's just say he had on a white suit and it didn't make it.
Okay.
It didn't make it to his speech. It didn't make it. It didn't quite make it. He had a little accident.
Oh wow!
But I remember his speech though. Roses are red. Roses. Violets are blue. So be violets. Happy Easter to you. And him cried.
Oh.
I'm telling all, he gonna be so mad at me.
He gonna call.
Yeah, he gonna be like, you know what?
I heard what you said.
He like 6'4" now too. He's so much bigger than me. But I'll be all right though. You remember Easter speeches?
I do.
Sing on Easter or did you do a speech?
No, we just did speeches.
Okay.
I always ended up with the longest speech out of all of the kids.
That's just not fair.
That's
wrong on so many levels.
Because Mama Pearl knew I could handle it.
Oh, okay.
She always made me do the longest speech.
That was your granny, right?
No, actually, that was Sister Pearline Fitzpatrick. She was over the Rosebud Choir.
Oh,
Fitzpatrick. Mama Pearl.
A whole name. That's a church name for real. That's a real name.
Yeah.
Grandbaby good. The children is good.
Children are great. Everybody's good. My parents, I hung out with them a little bit today. They're good.
I ain't seen Pat and Tyrone in.
They getting ready for their La Bowl.
I know. They going to Indiana or something. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I told them I wasn't wasting my money. I ain't picked up a ball since.
What?
I ain't bowled.
I'm not arguing.
Yeah.
I'm not arguing.
Look, I donated enough money to Detroit, to Ohio the last couple of years.
I took my daughter skating last weekend because it was her birthday.
What kind of skating?
just regular roller
skating. Oh, roller skating. Okay.
And in my heart and in my mind, mm-hmm. I was out there skating with all of them. I saw myself just going around in that circle.
You don't skate?
I can't.
Like period, or you?
No,
just,
I can skate, but I'm just too scared of
you look,
falling.
Okay, you don't look like you can skate when you skate. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
I know the feeling. Self,
you know how you turn around like this?
I haven't been skating in a while. I probably would kill myself too.
Yeah,
I would be.
Say, but I wanted to go out there so bad, and you know how kids now they just make it look so easy, like you know they're skating.
And it's you know, it's the thing about the fall. It's like you know, it's one thing to fall, but you know, because you don't want to fall, you fight to fall, which makes it look worse.
Right. But the hardest part is getting up.
Yeah, but it's if you just fall and just don't let it happen. But you know, I want to fall front. You know, I want to lose my front. You know how that's going? All these just on the skating rink floor. You know,
I won't lie. When I do go skating, I try my best to fall with the cushion.
Hey, come on now. Exactly. So, you know, that's what you look at him. But anyway, see y'all. But the you do. I haven't been, man.
It's been a minute.
I think I took the kids from Kingdom Skating. So that tells you how long ago that's been. And they were kids, like teenagers.
Oh my goodness.
So we talking not 2001.
Yeah, I took 11 little kids.
Oh, no, I probably, no.
Well, they're not little. They're teenagers, so it wasn't much
okay,
to
do. That's
you
true.
Know,
you just had
just
to
let them go and boom.
Right, and feed them.
Yep.
Cool. Okay, how is, last time you were here was because of Forward?
Yeah.
How is Forward doing?
Forward is doing fantastic.
Good.
I'm so excited.
Good.
Always give shout out. Ronnie D. Moore, you are amazing. He's been really working hard. Of course, it's 2020. We come 2021. We coming off of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of music is out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many artists making music and creating, and it's a lot. But I just want to thank all of my fans. Thank you all so much. All the calling into the radio station and requesting. I really appreciate the support and the love. I love you guys so much.
I found it interesting. We were. Like, where was we going? We was going somewhere, and literally, it might not have been 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We was in the car for a long time. Where we was going, I don't know, we was in traffic, whatever. But it was like 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But like three of your songs came on, and it was like, because like Ford, you know, we was like, oh, Ford, you know, like, okay. But then we hadn't heard Lesson to Learn in a minute.
People been telling me that they hearing it now.
And right, so it was like, it's pop. And then it was like, so then all of a sudden, I think we had made it where we were going. And I think it must have been on the way back. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe we was on the way.
It was like more or less every time we got in the car.
It was like,
your song would come on.
And then Praise Party, which ain't been played, I don't know. I mean, if it has, we don't hear it.
Actually, Praise Party is still the most played.
See, I don't hear it. But maybe it's because it's a certain times I'm not in the car. But it popped on. I was like, oh, they're just going all in on the nation.
I'm so grateful because it's like soon as like the warm weather start coming, I hear Praise Party. I almost hear Praise Party almost more than I hear Forward. But I hear Praise Party a lot. I have not heard Lessons to Learn, but
it comes on a lot.
He's been good. I've been hearing.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that one. That came on too. That was the song. Maybe it wasn't Praise Party. Maybe it was He's Been Good.
Four comes on a lot.
Four is on a lot.
You know, we'll start grooving. I'm looking like, that's the nation.
Right.
Well, I am so great. Sirius XM, thank you very much. Alabama, Georgia. I mean,
all them people.
It's a blessing.
It is, man. It's pretty cool. Every time I hear it, I'm like, wow. I'm like, okay, like I know her.
Hey, everybody. I see all my people.
The people talk. I'm sorry. I'm bad reading chats. I see something. Shiante says something. And chats just uploaded. But Tanya, if we missed something, please let us know.
I know I'm missing them.
Oh.
Yeah. Shiante definitely just said
right, but she got the lady got her page up
and some other people
and so
people
she
did too.
They over there. Let me see if they showed up over here because I didn't see them over here either. They all over the place. We got too many different. Oh yeah, there goes some people over there talking to us two.
Oh yeah.
And John. Oh wow, they all okay. There y'all go. Okay, I ain't even see all them over there. So we catch up in a minute. Thank y'all so much. Just keep the comments coming. So how does it? I think I don't know if I asked you this before. How does it feel when you're in the car? And like your song just comes on the radio.
It's
Like, is it, like, how was it the first time you heard?
Oh, the first time
it
was
like, a fool?
I'm rolling the window down.
Did you do your best Five Heartbeats moment?
They playing our song!
Remember that?
Oh, my God. I love that movie, too.
That's a, they on the radio.
They, you know, and then everybody just stopped everything they was doing.
Yep, just to listen.
Yeah,
like
it's really you.
It, man, look, it's so nonchalant now. My kids don't even react.
Yeah, they,
but, like, Saturday, mm-hmm. you know, it was my daughter's birthday, mm-hmm. so I had a bunch of her friends in the car, and the song came on, and one of the girls, she said, Natalia, your mama's song on the radio. And she was like, oh, yeah, I know. You know, like, it's not a big deal. I was like, oh.
Keep telling them to keep that same energy, too. When you on Grammy stage and the Stella stage and you know, all that, and you blow, tell them, remember when y'all was like, whatever.
But you know what? I'm just grateful that my kids have the mentality of, no matter how big it gets,
you just feel mama.
That's mama.
Yeah, and that's of mama. Course.
You know, and
of
they
course.
Don't allow their friends to, you know.
Right.
Like, they have a couple of them. My friend said she said, can I turn the phone around? She want to say hi. You know.
Oh, but well, that's cool, though.
That's cool,
That's
yeah.
cool, though. You know, as long as you ain't got the bonnet on.
Right.
But, you know, just...
Oh, goodness. We ain't even going to talk about
the But I understand. Honey. I understand. Trust me, look, I'm on Zoom every day.
My sister would be flying from Missouri to my, I know you didn't wave in no camera.
I tell people all the time, I'm so tired of being on Zoom and bonnets. If I see one more kid or parent,
oh my goodness,
just come sit right there. Can I ask you a question, Dr. King? I'm like, yes, ma'am. Can you? You know you still got your mask on.
I tell my kids, they better not get on that Zoom or no. You better get up and do your hair like you're going to school.
Come on, thank you, parents. Thank you, parents.
I like that.
Please, parents, right here. Can I send her to? I need you to come do a tutorial. The parents.
Look, my kids know you better not get on that camera looking a hot mess. And you better brush your teeth. I don't want to see no crusty on your
man,
teeth.
Man, at least wash your face and brush your teeth and put on a fresh shirt.
So my baby girl, she opted to go back to school.
She probably what grade?
God, six.
Yes,
but this
school?
Is her first day first year
in middle school.
School. So she really
yeah.
And she's in band. So I will say, I appreciate you, Miss Guyan, for letting them have band practice.
How many days a week does she go back now? Oh, she was 4 days?
4 days. And Friday at home.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. My crew is only in there for 2 days, Monday, Tuesday, and then they're remote the rest of the week.
See? And then she has band practice after school every day. Because she's on the drum line. So drum line is Mondays and Wednesdays.
She plays drums?
Yes. And then
percussion in the house?
Then the regular band is mm-hmm. Tuesdays and Thursdays. She blows the saxophone.
Nice.
Yeah, my baby just musically.
I love it. I did not know she was a drummer.
Yeah, I didn't either. I can't even tell you how me and Elder Tyson went to support her in an event. We knew that she was doing something
yeah.
in the band, right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. I just assumed that my baby was going to come out with the cymbals. You know, just so I was like, okay. So when the band, they started marching out the little room and me and Elder Tyson sitting there, we like, oh, look, where's Mimi at?
Mm-hmm.
The cymbals come out. Where's Mimi? My baby come out with in the back and she got the quad.
She got the toms.
No. The snare. She had the snare.
Oh, the snare drum.
And I mean, she walked out. And I go.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been no good.
Said, what is that? I was completely shocked. But you know who?
I wouldn't have been no good. Who?
Suda.
I was going to say, yeah. I wouldn't have been no good because I would have been hollering.
I said, what in the world? When did you start learning it? So I just knew this school year, I was already prepared
mm-hmm.
that I have to buy another drum set because my baby wanted to play the drum. Honey, she looked at me and said, no, Mom, this year I'm blowing a saxophone.
Oh, okay.
I said, okay. Well, what happened to the drum? I'm still do drums, but I just want to blow the horn.
That's how drummers are, though. I noticed drummers
play multiple.
Drummers do multiple. Like piano, this is what I've learned from what I know about music. All piano players want to play drums.
Or vice versa.
And then the drummers like to do everything. But drummers love to be able to play, but they always go back to their first love. That's pretty good. I would have been yelling watching that baby hit that snare drum, though.
Baby,
I promise you.
I was trying not to embarrass my
baby. No, she would have had it. She wouldn't have spoke to me for a week.
My face was like, I just couldn't believe what I was seeing. And she was good. You know what I mean?
See, I got a thing for the drum. I was drum major. So, So the drum majors, you know, for people who don't even buy marching band, drum majors, the percussion section was ours.
Right.
Even though we would, you know, dance, that was our section.
Maybe you was the drum major.
Where she been? Well, yeah. I was drum major at my high school, and the 1 year I was down in Florida. Yes, ma'am. Yes, okay. Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's right. Yes, ma'am. High knees to chest.
Look at that. drummers, piano players, guitar players, they multi-talented.
Absolutely. I love it, though. I'm telling you, though, just to see her, I always thought that Sheila E., y'all know who Sheila E. is, y'all mm-hmm. need to go somewhere, but just to watch, I've seen her live in concert, just mm-hmm. to watch Sheila E. is like, whoa. And so anytime I see, especially a young lady playing the drums, I've seen quite a few on YouTube.
Oh, and on Instagram.
Playing in churches.
Her name is
playing
Pocket.
Full sets.
It's a young lady.
Yes.
Her name is Pocket or In the Pocket or something like that. That girl is bad.
Get some dudes to run for their money.
But I tell you one thing. Only thing I don't miss, because, you know, when Scooter moved out, you know.
You had to worry about the drums.
She can't
even
stand still without. I'd be like, can you.
She had to practice her rudiments. She needs those rudiments.
Practicing them, but I don't want to hear it, you know?
No, that's rudiments.
I'm the singer, so I have to open. Hey, I'm in here trying to record.
She's trying to get herself in position to be your MD.
Hey, let's speak that thing, huh?
Look, ain't most of the drummers in? A lot of the drummers MDs, a lot of them. I mean, what was it? The dude from Chicago. He was Fred Hammond MD for a long time.
I don't know.
Calvin
Rogers.
Yes, Calvin Rogers.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and,
big time.
One of my favorite drummers is Varro, and he's the
Mary J. Blige.
No, Donald Lawrence.
Varro.
I love Varro, y'all.
Mary J. Blige came and snatched Varro up after church, and when she was touring big time, he was everywhere with her. He was her man. And you talk about a...
Well, yeah. I love you, Varro.
No, Varro's cold. Yeah. I saw him, Calvin Rogers, and it's one more guy from Chicago. They had a almost like that thing. You remember when Scooter was in the drum off thing?
Yeah, the shed.
Yeah.
They do the shed.
So it was a whole thing. They had three drum sets on the stage. Yeah. And it was Calvin, Varro, and somebody else. And they just took us like just straight drums. It was interesting to see. Yeah, so we used to go to that kind of stuff. But that's good, dude.
Yeah, I miss that kind of stuff, though.
Don't you miss, like the,
I miss it.
Even though sometimes we feel like it can be too churchy, now it's like, just please give me something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What do you miss the most?
Honestly, I'm a singer. That's kind of
okay.
That's not biased.
That's what you mean. Okay,
but I do miss the simple fellowship.
Yeah.
Being able to, you know.
Yeah.
Even though now it's still like, hey,
right.
How you
but,
doing?
Yeah,
but
it still ain't.
Still, you know, I sang yesterday morning at in Romeoville for the National Day of Prayer
mm-hmm.
and the Romeoville and Bolingbrook Clergymen Association.
Okay.
They had a service and I sang, and I do miss the church setting, you know, the atmosphere.
The give and take.
The collectivelist.
Yeah,
yeah,
the back and forth.
Yeah,
yeah,
you
it's,
miss
it,
that.
It's
and then
so
you miss
weird.
The hot popcorn. So if somebody else gets, you're like, whoa, I felt that night. You know, I miss.
That's the weirdest.
It's a difference of the church anointing.
Yes.
You know, the collectiveness of being in fellowship with one another, being able to give God praise together. I miss that.
One of the things that I think the pandemic forced us to do, it really forced us to get back in touch with who we were
mm-hmm.
as far as I know for me as preaching, it was, I think the only thing that saved me was the fact that I do this show.
Mm-hmm.
So
you mean like preaching to
yeah.
the audience?
Yeah.
That is hard.
I think this saved me because right. I do this because it used to be a time like she was at home doing this. Mm-hmm. She was producing from the house and I didn't have a co-host. So it was me
by yourself
and the camera and Batman and them.
Yeah,
that was my audience.
Y'all, he got plenty of Batman up
that,
in here.
That was my audience. And I had, 20 empty chairs in the old studio?
25.
25 empty chairs. So I was talking like I had a whole, yeah. Yeah. But
that's all you have to do.
But
it
helped.
Now it's like when I'm doing praise and worship,
mm-hmm.
it's a difference when you say, come on and lift your hands.
And ain't
nobody.
and they're at home. You hoping they lifting. Right. And because that's your natural thing. It's
right.
like you want people, and it's like, I hope somebody lifting their hand.
Right.
You know. Yeah, because even when you preach it, like, you know, as a preacher, I can't get no help. No, ain't nobody here.
But you know what? One thing I've learned to do because, you know, let me ask you a question.
Uh-oh.
Preach.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Let me drink some water.
As a preacher. How come mm-hmm. when you look out in the audience,
mm-hmm.
can you tell when you're being received versus when everybody looking at you like, would you just hurry up and be quiet?
Get me in trouble. No, main answer, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that used to be a big thing for me when I first started preaching.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't care.
Okay.
But it used to be like, are they getting this?
Mm-hmm.
And you like, and especially, and I sometimes it's flesh, especially when you think you done said something.
Uh-huh.
And it's like.
So do that cause you to want to stop or do that make you want to keep talking more till you grasp their attention?
For me, it used to make me want to stop, and I'm not a good, you know, people used to always tell me about my poker face, and here's the difference. When I played poker,
mm-hmm.
my poker face, you wouldn't know what I had, but I don't feel like I need to have a poker face in church.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So, okay. So it's like, it's, you know, I'm that person. If you say something stupid, I'm like, right, you know, and see, here's the problem. When you're the audio person, you're in the balcony, mm-hmm. nobody can see those faces.
Mm.
Right?
That's a good point.
But then now, you know,
you
sitting in the pulpit,
uh-huh.
you know, and I'm so glad we took the chairs out now. We don't, nobody, even though when we come back, we're not sitting up there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody is saying something that just ain't right, or if you see somebody doing something, or is that they shouldn't be doing,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, Usher doing something that, like, why are you doing this? Or somebody, you know, like one time at the old church,
plugging in stuff, for example.
Yeah, that or the lady who came in with the whole 2 liter of, what was it, Strawberry Crush or knee-high?
Oh, RC. She had a whole RC.
I'm sorry, 2 liter RC in the middle of the church and turned it up. In the,
and you're sitting in the pulpit like,
and I'm sitting there like, don't nobody, literally this is what I did, don't nobody see this. Like, am I, it's four ushers back there. Don't nobody see this but me?
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, I had to, yeah, it took a lot. So, it's different, and you do notice it. But I think for me, because I am such a, I'm still, even though I've been preaching now for a few years, I still consider myself a young preacher to the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so caught up on making sure I don't say nothing that God didn't say.
Okay.
So
that's a good focus to be.
I am
that's,
because
that's
I'm
good to focus.
I don't want to get held. I'm gonna be held accountable.
Yeah, you will.
So I don't want to be up there making up some stuff.
Yeah.
What you got, Tanya? I'm sorry.
I just want to make sure. Yeah, you watching your chat.
But Dana, we all started preaching to empty rooms. Oh yeah. I guess it gets full. I want to go back, not at the cost of folks getting sick. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Did we miss something else?
No, I just want to make sure.
Oh, no, we good. Okay, we can see him now.
Angela.
Checking in.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, what I did when I first started preaching, though, and you've been to Kingdom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Was my Saturday nights, after I had worked out pretty much between me and God what's going to be said, my Saturday nights were spent in that empty church preaching to those seats at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night.
Really?
Yes. Paper, laptop, all in the pulpit spread out. Yes. Trying to like, okay, like, wait a minute. Like, okay, that's redundant. You said that twice over here. Why are you saying it again? Just, yeah.
Okay.
And then the Dana special where I go in, I just rip it all up and delete it all and say, okay, Lord, now you gave it to me. You'll give it back. Just want to make sure it wasn't me. That's Dana. Pray for me.
It's so nice. Are y'all hearing this?
That's how I take that part. That's the thing for me. You know, people can, you know, holler about wanting to be pastor this and bishop this and all of that. That 25 or 30 minutes, you affected somebody's, possibly affected somebody's life.
Oh, absolutely.
And I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to get to heaven and God say, remember that time?
You said. Remember when you said.
Remember that time you had said that the apple. Remember you said the Bible said the apple don't fall too far from the tree.
I just often wonder that when the preacher's up talking and the whole audience. You know, you ever been in church and you look around like, nobody even listening.
Is it this one? Wait. Nope.
Oh, no.
You already had pressed it.
That ain't the one. That
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
That's
what you hear.
Yes.
Cricket.
Yes. Because it's like,
what? It's like, I just be wondering, like, okay, why don't they just stop? It's like for me as a singer, if mm-hmm. I'm up singing and people are looking at me like, it's like I can read and tell when people can't understand or can't hear me because they're doing this. Like, what is she saying? Squinting their eyes.
So that's a sound issue.
That's a sound. That's
different. That's
a sound for me to get, you know. Yep. But if I'm up singing and everybody like this.
But Danny, you know about it when the praise team. Y'all struggled.
So I was on.
They would look at y'all.
I was on the praise team at Kingdom. The original one, because we didn't have one for years. And so I was a part of the original praise team and then the reformation and the reformation and the reformation. Mm-hmm. And it was difficult because, you know this, most Baptist churches didn't do praise teams.
Right.
So, you know, we were taking something away from the deacons.
Yeah.
You know, so it got to a point where when we first launched the original praise team at Kingdom, to make people feel comfortable, the deacon stood up on the side of, I promise you, it's on video somewhere, I promise you. They were standing up on each side of us to, quote unquote, I guess, give us some authority.
Yeah, like, I need y'all to get with them because we have given them.
They're okay.
To be up here. Yeah. Wow.
So that passed. And then as we moved the second or third iteration of the praise team, it would be, you know, Chris? I don't even know Christina Rice. She can sing the little short Kingdom, but
okay.
Christina can.
Yeah.
Christina can blow. The little girl can. I can call her little because she's grown. It's all outdoors, but she can sing.
Yes, she can.
And would be singing her heart out. And you know, we up there, and we, you know, and then to look out at the audience, and it's like,
we are gonna get down.
Yeah.
If y'all hurry up, the pastor can get up there by 11:30.
That's why I'm gonna tell you what I had to perfect.
Finding one person?
No.
Oh, what you do?
I go for myself.
That's it. Come on now, help somebody.
When I get up to worship, I'm not finna pump and prime. Come on, y'all. Why y'all sitting there looking at me like that? Like God ain't done nothing for you. I ain't got time for all that.
I'm gonna
get up and I'm gonna worship for what He has done for me and
come on.
Who He is to me. I have to make it personal.
That's
what I do. And I wanted to do pastor get up and do that because y'all talking and teaching, so you be hoping and praying that your word go forth. You know that people are really retaining the information that you're sharing. But at the end of the day, you can't force
you
nobody.
Can't force
you know
it.
What I mean?
You can't force
so
it.
So it's really what you say, Angela and Asia, but other things you also need to know is when the anointing has packed up and left, take your
exactly.
and you have
right.
And now I know a lot of people that get up and they sing and they usher in the spirit and then everybody is there and then they keep singing and now you sitting down like, okay.
We're
like,
tired now.
Like, how long are you going to sing the same verse?
Yeah,
you know, my thing is I'm really huge on ad libs.
Okay.
There is no way, and I heard a pastor say this, preachers should not be preaching the same message every single time. It's 66 books in the Bible. So you should not, your congregation should not be able to quote your scriptures word by word. Like, they should not be able to do that. It's too much in the Bible for you to be studying and teaching us. And so that's how I feel with ad-libbing.
Do you see yourself in the red room later on?
You know what? You don't stop playing.
Okay, let me stop.
I think about that with ad-libbing. Like, for people, if you singing a song and the vamp is, Jesus, Jesus, that's
you
all you
say.
Jesus, 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 Jesus. What? Tell me something about Jesus. Don't just keep repeating the same. You know, but that's just Lenny.
Because I'm going to just stay right there, too.
Did you just shout at Millie Rock?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to stay right there with it. It's funny. How do you feel about, watch this, because this is one that always, this is an irritant for me. So you've sang, and the praise team has sang. And y'all might, you know, whatever you song you closed out with for that section of ministry. And then the pastor or minister comes up behind y'all and then he starts the song
all the way over,
all over again.
And then I look at me like, I want you to get back up and re-sing the song.
How you feel about that?
Y'all see my face?
You got lights and everything. You good. Makeup good.
Look, I'm like, can you see my face? Let me change my face.
Right. All right.
Still that fast?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a black screen.
Number one.
Right. Go to commercial.
Well, number one, I'm going to be obedient.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm going to go back up there.
However.
But when I tell you it's going to be a snap of the fingers and I'm right back down,
mm-hmm.
because I have had that to happen. Yeah. Like, you didn't sing the song and everything. You didn't sit down and now we're ready for the word. And then boom, you didn't start it back up. And then you want me to get back up and sing again.
Right.
Now, thankfully, I've been through enough stuff in my life mm-hmm. where I can create.
You know, right.
I can create a verse and yeah. not have to repeat the same thing. But however, you know, I'm done. I didn't sing the song. And that's exactly what I'm saying, Angela. People sometimes they sing the anointing in and then they sing the anointing away.
Right, God.
And then that's why
left.
That's why a lot of people even you know, I hear this all the time. That's why they don't like going to church because it's too long. It's like the Lord has done his job. He has done what he set out to do.
Mm-hmm.
The anointing has come, flowed. Some hearts was changed. Some hearts was touched. And then boom, let it go. You know, drop it off. Let it go.
Have you been in at a church or had a setting at what's the name of it? Victory? Mm-hmm. Is that the name of the church?
Mm-hmm.
I'm
my church?
Yes, Victory.
Oh, Victory Cathedral Worship Center.
Thank you so much. I'm glad she's she got all proper.
Yeah.
Have you all had instances where the worship is, and y'all know it's Praise Break Friday. This is what we talk about on Fridays, but where the worship has just gotten to a point where whoever was scheduled to preach, they just say,
oh,
you know what?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And nothing. I mean, where the anointing falls so heavy.
Don't nothing move.
The praise team is on the flow.
Right.
The pastor's on the flow. The church is just and all we can hear is soft play piano because worship is so thick in there. Yes, that we experience that a lot.
Those are like
and I like to say that we're blessed. I will say we are blessed
mm-hmm.
because it's times where we will worship and we're done, but pastor
mm-hmm.
would be so full.
See,
and he get up now. If he start a song over,
well,
you better believe it ain't gonna be sang the same way. Though.
No.
Like we could get through singing one of my favorite songs. You are my strength like no other. And then he'll get up and we didn't sing and the anointing and fail.
Uh-huh.
And it's like he get up and he'll just say, God, you are my strength. And, and then he'll man say something like, strength like no other.
We gone
again.
See, right. That's that.
And then he just leave us with a scripture.
That double portion.
Yeah.
Right. Go home and read it when you get home.
Oh, man.
That's good.
But yeah.
I've only experienced that twice.
Now, have you ever experienced a preacher where you literally want to tap him on the shoulder and say, I'm sorry, did you study? Like. Did you think about, did you ask God what to say before you got up there, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you, I've seen preachers, I can tell you, I'll give you a very good example. This was when I first came here
mm-hmm.
to Ebenezer. And so I came up with a team of preachers. And so we were all scheduled to preach. We had all took a turn because they didn't have anybody in their pulpit.
Okay.
That's how I got over here. So we all took a turn preaching. But then every now and then, they would bring in some random person from the outside that I had never heard of mm-hmm. and literally nobody else. So they bring these people in, and they got up there and preached. And literally the other ministers in the –
I don't know what happened.
Tanya on TikTok.
No, it just came up.
The other ministers in the pulpit looked at me like, you ain't gonna say nothing. Like, what I'm supposed to say? I ain't in charge. But it was like
you ain't gonna get up there and stop that.
You ain't gonna just, you know. So, but what I have done this before though,
mm-hmm.
I have amened. Some people until they amen.
Okay.
Don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, amen.
Hey, amen. Amen. Right.
So what
on.
You do?
Come on, open the door now. Huh?
You pull their coattail.
No, I didn't do that one.
But
that was Pastor Ray.
That is a coattail though. When you amen.
No.
Amen.
No, Pastor. You remember Pastor Ray Williams?
Uh huh.
Pastor Ray.
Oh. Okay.
That's what I was asking.
He pulled the robe in the middle of a prayer because somebody prayed way too long.
Oh yeah.
And got off subject.
Come on.
Right. Start talking about demons and witchcraft and Buddha and voodoo and something in the midst of her prayer.
Wow.
And witches and Glenda the Good Witch and the
Sutton. She took it all the way there.
She going a little extra, but it went there.
She went, hey, you know, you ain't going to put your, you know, your...
She touched the corner.
Right. You got your broomsticks and all. What were you talking about? And literally after about 7 minutes, he reached up. You know how the pulpit was, the kingdom. He reached up and...
I miss Pastor King. I mean,
you mean Pastor Williams?
Yeah, what do y'all, did you talk to him anymore?
I haven't, like, physically talked to him. He was at, I saw him at Priscilla's birthday party.
Yep.
And then I saw him for somebody's funeral. Sharisa's funeral. That was, so which came first? I don't remember which, yeah, but.
Look at this comment. Mark said, you supposed to turn the mic off.
Oh, well, Dana does that too.
Hey, you do that?
See, I am.
He had my son queued up.
I'm the king of hit the mute button.
You, really?
When you up the man looking, you sitting up there talking, and then the Lord has. Huh? Oh, that must be the Lord telling me to sit down. Yes, it is. I learned from one of my mentors, Pastor Ricky Guyton at Body of Christ Church. Mm-hmm. He's strict about time. Mm-hmm. And now if you're preaching and Mark Atkins, you crazy. But if you serious about preach, and the spirit is flowing, he ain't gonna stop that. But when it's something that he's looking at time, he was, you know, and I was taught as a young preacher, we get 20 to 25 minutes. Mm-hmm. That's it.
And I wonder, does that just change? Does people just become rebellious
he
over the years?
He said, now, if you become pastor, then you make your own. Mm-hmm. You do what you want to do.
Oh, but in my opinion,
but he was like, when you are a associate or an assistant or whatever, he said, you're going to get 20 to 25 minutes. And in that 20 to 25 minutes, you ought to be able to say what you need to say, mm-hmm. say it again, and sat down. Mm-hmm. He said, now, and that's about it. So I still to this day, Dana gets in the pulpit just like this. I get in the pulpit, and I put this bad boy on just like that, sitting on the podium.
Okay.
I still do it.
Well, you could come preach at my church anytime.
I probably wouldn't. I wouldn't be no good. Yeah, I can't preach in front of church.
No, I ain't talking about pastor church. I can't invite you to preach.
I was finna say, where your church at?
I ain't got no church at.
Oh, you say when you get a church?
When I get a church.
Okay, you gonna open up a church? All right then, Tyson Temple. I mean, Tyson Cozy Holiness. If your mama cooking the dinner afterwards, I'm coming for real.
I know that's real.
Right.
Ooh, that's a good.
No, in the cake section, we want some tea cake. Some butter cookies, them lunchroom cookies.
We want a butter roll.
Nobody wants them butter rolls.
Patricia, we want a butter roll.
Y'all be on them butter rolls. There's only a handful of y'all be always trying to eat them doggone butter rolls. Man. We want them lunchroom cookies that they be fighting for the bowling alley. Well, be talking about, you got my three bags. You got my money.
No, see, Reese, you always got to do that.
What's
I'm like, okay, first lady. No, I quit. Okay, I quit. I'm retracting my statement about my church.
Oh, what's
she
telling?
No place, no temple.
What's she telling? Okay. Sound like somebody trying to tell them.
No, she tell me all the time that I'm gonna marry somebody and be a first lady.
How you feel about that?
I don't feel no.
Well, that's a good song. Way past.
Yeah.
They used to be on the commercial. That was on the Black Church commercial back in the day.
I'm not speaking it.
I heard that. Look here. I know. I miss church though. I like watching. As a kid, I like watching people in church. Mm-hmm. So you don't see, because you don't see. So because we've had 25 or 35 people recently in the building, it is still good to sit and watch, but because I'm all over the place, I don't really even get to do that like I used to, you know, because it's still trying to run sound and making sure that all her stuff is right for her. It's like, you know, for video, and it's just like, it's a lot. So it's like, I enjoy, like I have been lately able to sit down and actually hear the sermon preached, because normally I don't even get to hear the sermon because I'm running back and forth. But lately it's like, I can grab my laptop because we got the newer sound system now, so I can control everything from the laptop. I ain't got to keep running back and forth up the stairs. Right. So now I can sit and be like, okay, cool. Or now I can sit in here. I've come in here and listen to the sermon. Okay. So I'm good now. But but I do miss the interaction. I told somebody the other day, matter of fact, I played their song because I said, I wonder how, and you know this about better than anybody, how is Great a Harvest with all them choirs? You know, they got about a 500-piece choir. Mm-hmm. How they get through all this? So I turned on their church. I wanted to see. So they got like 10 people spread out in the choir stand with microphones. So it's like a praise team or a chorale, whatever you want to call it. But I'm like, how are they getting in the midst of this? Like, because that's like the big no-no, they like probably, as far as choirs.
They probably rotate so that everybody can participate, you know.
Yeah.
Like this week, we're going to have four, you know, they mm-hmm. rotate the people.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Cool, cool. Look, y'all, this is what we're going to do. It's almost 8 o'clock. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to jump into Nation. I need to have a conversation because something is going on somewhere. And we need to have a conversation about what's about to go down. So, look, do us a favor. Hit the share.
Yes, please.
Share button. We're going to be back in a few minutes. But what I'm going to do is, since you happen to be sitting right here, let me go on and hit that button right there real quick. And we're going to take a quick break. 2 T's, 1 L, 1 O. TTL Radio, y'all. We'll be right back.
I'm healthy and I'm wealthy. These are the things I speak over my life. Now I know I am much stronger now. And so despite what the enemy tries, I can rely on the word of God. So now the possibilities, and God has given me the abilities. I see my future, and it looks better to me. For if God be for me, who can be against me? There is nothing left for me to fear. Oh,
She told you send me one of your. Oh, no, I never mind. I know you got on your phone. Just send me one of your tracks. We are coming on back, y'all. It is Praise Break Friday.
Woo! You have a groove to your own song?
Yeah. Yeah, I lip sync, though. I'll be ready.
In the background.
Sorry, why you make a face? You're always making a face when I talk about I'm singing. Yeah, every time I say I'm singing, you make a face. But I do be in the background, though. Like,
I'll be over here singing in the back.
Okay, radio edit, come on right after the song goes. Like the next verse just came on. Slow down. We heard it all. Look, I don't like the radio edit. I like the whole song. Like, that's why we play the whole song over here. Anyway, y'all, we are back. It's Praise Break Friday. My little sister, LaNasia Tyson, is sitting in with us tonight, man. And y'all know we've been in the midst of a pandemic on lockdown for over a year. Like, literally, March made a year. From the time we were, everything was officially shut down. Events were canceled. All of our activities were shuttered. Restaurants were closed that never reopened. Some of the best joints ever, all of my great food places closed up and never reopened. But all of these places closed down. Concerts became nada. I know here at the Ebenezer, we were scheduled to, we were in talks with the Gospel Fest, because they were planning a week-long thing leading up to Gospel Fest, and we were going to host one of the nights.
Okay.
We would have that conversation, and we were having that conversation in October of
2019,
leading for 20, and guess what? COVID hit and shut everything down.
Oh, yeah.
Plays, theaters were closed. No, when was that time you been to a movie?
It's been a while.
Right, so I don't even remember the last movie. I don't even remember the last movie I went to see. I can't even tell you.
I had over $1,000 worth of flight credit from canceling all of my flights.
Wow.
Yeah, it was messed up.
Yeah, because the airlines pretty much went.
Well, all the churches shut down.
Yeah, because
and all the venues. So it was literally nothing.
Yeah, I know for my pastor friends who are pastors who travel. Like my buddy Michael Henderson, that's what he does in the summer. Mm-hmm. He's the revival dude. So it's like, they come do my revival.
Yep.
All that's done. we talked about this a little bit the other day about some of the restrictions are being lessened. We're also in, I know Chicago just moved to phase four.
They did.
Phase four, the governor now says we're officially in the bridging phase. I'm not sure what that means.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure about that either.
Tanya?
Oh, so more restaurants.
Make her know the answer.
Right. He said more restaurants. So I think are we at 25 restaurants and everything?
The restaurants can go, my understanding, the restaurants going to go from 25 to 60%.
Yeah, so he definitely said more. Yeah, so he opened up Illinois faster than Lori said. The city is set to open up.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he jumped in, which makes you think, are you guys not talking to each other? Because she said July 4th. He's now going with sometime in June.
Right. But you have to remember, too, he's looking at it from every
place.
Masks
still will be worn, though.
Right. Masks will still be worn.
Yes.
They increased.
But they have a difference, though, for those who was fully vaccinated, too, right?
They haven't said that part yet. Like, they haven't. In Chicago, they have not decided. Nor in New York, they're doing the vax pass. Whereas you scan in your vaccine card, and then now when you go to a place, you can just show them your whatever, and they'll scan it. And then it's like, okay, you don't have to do mask or anything, because New York, as of September, is fully open. They like everything is open. Florida ain't never closed, but they fully open. Right.
Well, a lot of people had to pick up their business and take it down to, even these reality shows decided to pick up their business.
And move to Miami.
And move to Miami, because Miami did not shut down.
Yeah.
And everything.
Yeah, TV shows started taping in Florida. So, anyway, all these things happened. And you had a lot of travel plans in 19, concerts in the process of lining up, or were already lined up?
It was already lined up. I had my, at the end of 19, I was gone almost every weekend, January through April, and it all just shot down. It was just gone.
Yeah, so I recognize that how bad that That was. And then, so anyway, fast forward to
today.
Fast forward to where we, you know, you just moved the camera and everything, right? But fast forward to where we are now, 2021, and it's like, okay, we can do some things. So I'm going to let you go from there because you called me and started saying some stuff. Go.
Well, my brother and I was talking, and he kind of said, what you got going on,
right?
And I said, I'm trying to work on this event I want to do. And when I explained to him the event, my brother said, let's do it. I said, what? He said, let's do it. I said, okay, well, let's do it. So if anybody know me, know that I love to celebrate my men. I love to celebrate my daddy, my brothers, and I got a bunch of brothers. But I love to uplift and encourage our men in the world. And I'm not just saying, I'm talking about all men.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot. I have a lot of friends and a lot of male friends, whatever, ain't got nothing to do with race. I just love to uplift, encourage, and motivate our men to be the head and to be celebrated, because reality is a lot of stuff us, we can't do without a man, you know? We just can't do it. And
I'm glad somebody knows.
Look, we just can't. I have to literally, I have a whole to-do list from when my sons come home so they can, look, I need you to open that bottle. I couldn't even get it open over there. You know, just need that man strength.
Oh, God.
But God has blessed and touched the heart, and I just wanted to do something to encourage and uplift all of our men. And I'm so excited to announce that Unlimited Faith Productions, along with TTLO Media Radio, we are hosting an event outside. It's going to be outside. I can't stress that enough. It's going to be outside, and it's entitled All Men Lifted. This event is going to be phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about just singing. Look, I'm ready to dance. I'm ready to eat. I'm ready to get my party on, and we're going to be outside, right? We're going to be outside.
Look. Outside.
Outside, you guys. It's entitled All Men Lifted, and it's going to be a phenomenal event. Now, as you all know, I got to bring the praise party.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to bring the praise party, right? So it's going to be a lot of singing, dancing, live performances. We got a hot DJ. We got a host that's going to keep you guys really, really entertained. I'm really, really excited. And we even got some little surprises. Some little prize stuff is going to be happening on that evening as well. I'm really excited about it. You guys can visit unlimitedfaithproductions.com to purchase your tickets. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. You get your tickets tomorrow.
Right.
Yes. So I'm really, really excited. Yes, Angela, outside. It's going to be outside at the Country Club Hills Theater, mm-hmm. outdoor theater. That's on 183rd right off of Pulaski. And you need to get your tickets because mm-hmm. we have to follow the CDC guidelines. So seating is limited.
Mm-hmm.
As you all know, Country Club Hills Theater, it holds over 2,000 people. But because of the COVID, mean old COVID, mm-hmm. but we're going to be outside having a great time. So you need to get your tickets as early as possible. Vendors, we only got a few spots, few spots left. Come on and hit us for the vendors. We're going to have some food trucks there. It's just going to be a phenomenal time celebrating our men. So I don't know. Bring your uncle, your cousin, your nephew, bring all of them. Your goddaddy. What else? Your grandpas. What else we got?
It's
your great great grandpas. Bring them all.
We're not just celebrating men.
And I'm going to let you talk. I'm doing one. You're going to do the other one.
Okay,
right?
Go ahead.
Okay. So, you know, and as you all know, I am a daddy's girl. I love to celebrate my dad. Don't say, hey, I love my mama too, okay? Because
right,
my daddy
no
wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my mama,
don't
huh?
Want no smoke.
But listen, I love my daddy. Mm-hmm. I love the men that are in my life. God has blessed me with some very special men. My baby brother, one of my brothers, has 6 kids. And when I tell you, he takes care of all of them. I just appreciate him for doing what he has to do to take care of his children. And I just, you know, I'm really excited. So Dana gonna tell you the other side that we're gonna be celebrating. We're gonna also be celebrating.
So y'all know it's been going for a while, and we thought it would be great to incorporate the two events together. So June 19th is actually Juneteenth.
Yes.
So we are going to incorporate that into this celebration. So not only is it a Father's Day weekend
mm-hmm.
celebration, it's also a Juneteenth celebration.
Yes.
So comes in all your blackness, all your chocolate. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to turn the Country Club Hill Theater into Chocolate City. So come now, watch this. That don't mean if you ain't chocolate, you can't come too.
Right. You can come.
Because you can celebrate with us.
Yeah.
Come on now. So just look, please come on out, man. It's going to be an amazing event. We get to celebrate in an amazing way. And I'm looking forward just to seeing folks outside.
Me too.
So this is probably going to be one of the first events right before 4th of July.
Right.
So y'all can come out, hang out with us. The music is going to be phenomenal. The sound, praise the Lord, is going to be phenomenal. Jesus,
yes.
Praise the Lord, Jesus. The sound is going to be phenomenal. But the venue is, look, let me tell you something about the venue, because I had never been until the other day when we were going to scope it out.
Yes.
The seats are comfortable.
Yes,
can
are.
I say that again? Y'all know sometimes them seats a little tight, and I'm trying to help somebody out right now.
Uh-huh.
If you got an extra hip or two.
We got them hips.
They got room. Like, they comfortable seats. It's not like tight. Y'all been in the White Sox game, right? No, little tight.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
What you got?
The bathrooms are nice.
Oh, I ain't going there. Are the bathrooms nice?
So,
sorry.
Oh, yeah, cut my mic off.
Well, you was making noise over there when you
were
moving stuff.
It was an accident.
Go ahead.
No. Well, yeah, the bathrooms are nice.
Are they?
And then, you know, I don't know if LaNesha saw, but, you know, take a peek at the conservatory.
Oh, right. Absolutely.
What? I missed all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have, so like, it's a great, this concert is in a great place. The ambiance is great and everything else like that. So enjoy a great concert, enjoy the food trucks, enjoy the vendors, enjoy, come and get you some VIP tickets.
Yeah.
And everything else like that, because Country Club Hill Theater set up their theater to be great.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, I applaud them for, the first time we went and we stepped out into the place, I was like,
it's beautiful.
It's a beautiful
space. Very well kept.
They've done an amazing job with it. So we want to say kudos to them for allowing us to, you know, for working with us to give us this space. So now here is the part. It's like, I mean, the neck, like I'm in church. Mm-hmm. Here's where you play your part.
Uh-huh.
No.
What?
Do it like tithes and offering.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, go on.
Here's where you play your part. Maybe you can't sing.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you can't preach.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can't praise dance. But you can give an offering.
Uh-huh.
So, y'all know I don't beg for money. Y'all, I ain't asked y'all for a dime on this show, and I ain't begging now. I'm telling you to buy a ticket.
Right.
Get you a ticket. At least get one or two. Get one for you and for your man or your daddy, your baby daddy, however many of them you got, whatever that situation is. Pray for me. Y'all know my mind is bad. I got Tourette's. They just won't let me put it on paper. I'd be real good if they would just write it down.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying to say I had Tourette's for years.
How do I get back to the
chat? Oh, I'm sorry. Over here. Right there. Just click that one.
Okay.
But you can use that mouse.
Okay.
But yeah, y'all come on, man, and get us, join in with us. And just say, I want VIP.
Absolutely.
We won't.
Come on, and Lutus, the tickets are going on sale tomorrow. Now, there will be, when we get off the air today, we're going to figure it out. We're going to have some giveaways on the show.
Oh, we definitely
we're going to be doing some giveaways. We're going to be doing some giveaways in different media places and all that kind of stuff. But again, if you ain't lucky enough to win one,
mm-hmm.
look, we did not price these things outrageously.
Right.
You're going to see it tomorrow. We did not price it outrageously, but you'll be able to go to the allmenlifted.com website. Is that what it is?
UnlimitedFaithProductions.com.
Okay, as you said, All Men Lifted the first time, but go ahead.
Did I
yes,
say
you
that?
Did.
I said that.
You did.
I'm sorry.
It's Unlimited Faith Productions.
UnlimitedFaithProductions.com.
Thank you.
And soon as you, on the first page, you're going to see it. You get to choose the VIP tickets, or you can choose the general seating.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's going to be amazing.
So y'all come on and join in with us. It's, look, we ain't going to be out there all day.
Nope.
4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday. You got time to come hang out. You can eat while you're there. We're going to have some amazing, she talked about this already, amazing food trucks will be there. So y'all can sample. You can go from different joints and you know, buy a little bit from this one and buy a little bit from that one. and eat good. Look, and there's room in the aisle for you to stand up and get your step on a little bit. Come
please
on.
Please wear your comfortable shoes
right.
so that you can get your dance on, because it's going to – the DJ – is going to have us dancing. Y'all already know.
Come on.
So I don't want your feet to be hurting. We outside, so make sure you wear some comfortable shoes. It's going to be phenomenal.
Yeah, so please, please, please come on out, join in with y'all going to hear me talking about it. Y'all going to get sick of me talking about it. But y'all going to hear me talking about it up until that Friday night before.
Yeah.
So you're going to see LaNasia in different places talking about it.
Yes.
She's going to come back on here and talk about it. But it's already there. Matter of fact, if you go to the All Men Lifted website, is this live?
It's live.
It is live.
Since we said that it wouldn't go on sale until tomorrow.
Right. But let me
Angela,
put the link in the...
Angela.
Yeah, right.
Angela,
go get your VIPs now.
Go get your VIP tickets right now.
Let me do this right here. Let me put that right there. So y'all can go ahead. Don't click on it now because you'll leave the show as you open up a new tab. But go ahead and get your tickets now. Get them now. If you have a business, let me help somebody out.
There you go.
If you have a business, maybe you got a large business, maybe you have a small business, maybe you started your business in the midst of this pandemic, like so many businesses did before. Y'all do know the last time we had during the economic crisis, when the stock market dropped. That's when Uber and Lyft were created. Though people who created those were at home, sitting at home doing nothing in the midst of the economic crisis. And that's when Uber and Lyft were created. They took that time. They honed their skills and they created this amazing app that we've all used. Mm-hmm. So maybe you started a business, or maybe your business has been around for a while. Maybe your business was hurting a little bit and you're trying to get it back out there. Guess what? We have some amazing packages for sponsors. So feel free to hit us up at unlimitedfaithproductions.com or hit us up on TTLO Radio, or don't you have LaNasia Tyson?
LaNasiaTyson.com.
Right.
Oh, absolutely.
So you can hit us up there if you want to be a sponsor. We got different levels. You know, maybe you want to just get something on the small side. We can do that. But if you big time and you got that kind of whatever, you know, you can hit our vibranium package.
There you go.
We got a bunch of – I said vibranium. Yes, I did.
Yes,
you
did.
We got a bunch of different levels if you want to sponsor. Sponsorship gets you – the top-end sponsorship, they get you VIP tickets. It also gets your name on the main banners that are going to be floating around the theater. It's going to be right outside. So your name and the name of your company or whatever, maybe your church wants to be a sponsor.
Hey,
we will put your church logo on our banners. It will be up there. And watch this. It also includes for our top-end sponsors constant promotion right here.
Right here.
Constant promotion right here on TTLO Radio. We will look, your pastor or whoever is welcome to come and talk about his or her church.
Yeah.
You can come and talk about your business right here. If you decide that's something you want to do, you can get, y'all know I don't turn folk down anyway.
Right.
But you can come and talk about your business and say, hey, you know what? This is what my company does, XYZ company. You can do all that. So we're looking forward to you guys coming on. What else we got? Come on.
And we're going to give you a little food to eat.
Yeah. So my VIP people.
Yeah.
My VIP, very, 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 very important. I almost got confused because I was going to say VIP and VSOP, but that thing. Oh. Pray for me. Just pray for my spirit. Okay.
Pray for the past.
Very important. But VIP.
Oh, Sister Angela, yes, you did.
What? You just got a, she just bought.
She got her and a VIP.
She got some VIP joints. I ain't mad.
So I think we should give her a gift since she, we're going to give you a little small. We're going to give you a little.
We'll give her something, but then on Monday, we'll probably make an announcement that the first so many people buy tickets, we'll try to get it. Yeah, we'll give y'all a little package.
Well, Miss Angela, you got something coming.
Right,
okay,
little
honey.
Package, little package.
Yeah.
Wait, let me.
But this is going to be phenomenal.
Make sure I clear that. We good with that?
Yes, we good.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Let me take the bank account.
Because you look out the door and you leave, I got to sit here and be like, well, we told you to give away packages. She bringing her hubby. Okay, right. Bring your baby daddy.
Yes. Go ahead.
It's a Father's Day.
It's a Father's Day event. That's right.
It's going to be phenomenal. And mind you, it is a family-oriented event.
Yes, yes, yes.
So I want all the children to get together and get your dad a ticket, get your uncles a ticket.
It's a great Father's Day ticket.
Yes, absolutely.
It's a great Father's Day gift for your kid. Look, y'all pool y'all money together and get y'all daddy a ticket.
Yep.
And come on out. Look, just tell daddy, look, daddy, we got tickets, but you got to drive.
Yeah.
Do what y'all do.
Yes.
Get your daddy out. It'll be a great time. I promise you, look, it's going to be, y'all know how I do. We don't do nothing small. So y'all do us this favor.
Or easy.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
We like it rough. Okay, Sina, slow down. Eat the cake anyway. But, anyway, but look, it's going to be amazing. I'm excited.
I'm super excited. And I can't tell
Tanya,
you guys.
I mean, Tanya, what's your name? Lanasia.
Yeah.
Who coming?
Listen.
Thank you. Tell the people.
Now, one of my favorite artists, her name is Lisa McClendon. I love her music. Lyrically, I love her. She's a neo-soul inspirational gospel artist, and she is phenomenal, and we're going to have our very host. This man is really, really hilarious, but his name is Cool Out, and then we're going to have DJ Debo in the house, and then the other, your girl, you know, your praise partner, your girl, Lanasia Tyson. So I'm really excited. This is going to be really, really fun, and I really want the ultimate goal of this event is to just uplift our men, to let them know that Dana, I appreciate you, man.
Bless you.
We just want to appreciate them and let them know that although we love our mommies, and Mother's Day is like right around, is what, Sunday?
Sunday.
Day after tomorrow is Mother's Day. My kids keep asking me what I want to do for Mother's Day. And I told them, I just want Italian Fiesta pizza, and I want to sit and watch TV uninterrupted. Italian Fiesta pizza. That's all I want. I don't want to go wait an hour and a half.
Tell them about your pizza place.
They have Italian Fiesta pizza out there by you?
Absolutely. It's right in Dalton, so it's not that far from me, but...
Oh, that's a yeah.
It's also one in...
We got one now in Hyde Park, too.
What, Italian Fiesta?
Oh, yeah, on 47.
I've never had it. Would I like it?
I think we should try it.
Oh, my God!
You've had it?
It's my favorite pizza.
I keep hearing about it.
But, you know,
that's what we do. We're adventurous. We try new things.
Y'all better go get some Italian pizza.
You normally out first.
If you get a small, you're going to be upset.
Wait a minute. But you hooked me to Phil's.
Yeah, but Phil's.
So what's your favorite pizza?
Phil's got the Holy Ghost.
Yes, it does.
Hey.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Illuminati. Y'all don't like Illuminati?
No.
Oh, good. So this pizza ain't nothing.
First of all.
You don't even know Luke.
Let me see. This is what I have
to
do.
You don't even know Luke.
You know, I'm not, you know, but if Luminati want to be a sponsor, you know, we love y'all. We do.
Right.
You know, but I just can't do the cornbread crust.
I don't like the thick.
So you don't like deep dish pizza?
No, unless it's Pizza Hut. No, I like deep dish Pizza Hut.
Why, Jesus?
Why'd she go there?
Pizza Hut. Giordano?
I'm just tired of Giordano's.
I haven't had it in like...
Well, it's down the street from my house.
Like a year?
It's down.
Yeah.
Okay, it's down the street. It's right on Cicero and Lincoln Highway. So,
in case y'all didn't know, that's a little bit of Lisa McClendon playing in the background. Song called Brilliant.
Yeah.
But you can check her out. Listen to her music. I've been kind of flowing with it. She is amazing. She's got some good songs. And I love the neo gospel.
Yes.
All of her songs have a word in them, but it's just a different flow, a different style of music.
It is. And, I can't wait for my new album to come out. I'm going to stop talking about it. Oh, man.
Oh, Lord. Good Lord. But anyway.
Pizza Hut, not real pizza.
I know that's right. Who said that? Wait.
Angela, listen, I'm just saying, I would rather eat Pizza Hut than Illuminati.
You know what?
You need to try Italian Fiesta.
Rob said, Dana, I need to try Italian Fiesta. Okay.
Oh, I'm telling you, that's my favorite pizza in the world.
Let me tell y'all something right now. So, whatever day she come back,
We gonna have Italian for you? I'll bring
no.
two.
Oh. No, what are we going to do?
No. You know what? You can bring some.
Look at me smacking my
you
lip.
You bring Italian Fiesta. Bring a small.
Okay, and then you're going to
bring
and
we're going to have Fields.
Okay.
And we're going to have it right here.
Okay. Okay.
So that's what we'll do.
Every time we bring food, don't none of y'all show up. So, but it's food at this concert, so everybody should show up.
Well, listen, this concert is going to be phenomenal.
Pizza is not real pizza.
It's not. Hey, you know.
But that crust back in the day with the cheese in it, when they first did that. Remember when they put the cheese in the back of the crust on the back end? That did have a little
bit. Okay, so what do you think about Home Run In?
Home Run In still got the anointing. It still got the anointing.
Look at my face.
It look like, ooh, that's, I don't know if that's the shout cry. Is that the shout?
it looked like somebody baby's diapers.
Yeah. Right. Or you didn't, or your breath. Right. What's wrong with you?
I don't like Home Run In.
You've never liked it, or you just got over it?
I ate it, and I just don't like it.
Wow.
I'm not a big fan of Beggars. And I'm not a big fan. Beggars has way too much cheese. I'd be constipated.
Beggars. Okay. And that's a little bit of FYI and TMI for everybody.
No.
We going to pray for some Metamucil right now. We Lord, Jesus, be an extract.
They put so much cheese on it, you can't even taste the crust.
No, the problem is that Beggars is not seasoned.
Mm-mm. And it tears away from the pizza.
All of it comes away. You take one bite, all your cheese come off.
And your meat.
Ooh, and your meat.
If my friend, he heard me say that.
Talking about Beggars.
I'm sorry. I know you love Beggars, and he will eat it every Tuesday. We're going to pray for him. I cannot.
We're going to pray that the Lord fix his palate.
She's talking about TMI. Get you, y'all. Being honest, you know.
Look, she must have never listened to this show before. That was mild because that's her. You tune in on any other day, but what I might say,
I'm just saying, I just don't like their pizza, but I love Italian Fiesta. It is the best pizza.
They talked about that. I have to ask Oliver how he feel about Italian Fiesta. Has he had it? I think he's had it. One of my classroom partner is the pizza connoisseur.
He knows all the pizza dudes.
Yeah,
he
can
down to the frozen
section. Yeah, he can walk you through the frozen section in the grocery store.
Now, I do like that DiGiorno. Is that
DiGiorno?
Yeah, I like that pizza.
It's not delivery, it's DiGiorno.
Yeah.
But he likes Screaming Sicilian.
Yeah, something called Screaming Sicilian.
Watch it pop up on your phone now that we
right,
said
because you know
how
Google listens to everything.
Like, you know, even though we may have visual,
right,
we still got audio. Petty gang.
No. Right, but yeah, Screaming Sicilian, I haven't tried, but yeah.
Okay, Angela, are you asking me why is Italian Fiesta so good?
Why is it frozen? I don't know. See, I like the frozen Home Run In pizza, though.
But see,
you doctored it up, though.
What? You cheating? He doctored it up how?
Then to get the spread of Parmesan all, like he gets it all
see,
hot.
See, you fixed it up.
No. When you pick up Italian Fiesta, do you just eat what they pull out in the thing or do you add some Parmesan on top?
I promise you, I don't add nothing.
Oh, I don't want
the
your pizza,
seasoning,
period.
The seasoning is phenomenal and it's good and greasy.
You ain't ever watched Do the Right Thing? Put some mozzarella on that.
No.
Angela said yes.
I like Italian Fiesta so much. Because I don't eat spicy. I don't like nothing burning my vocal cords, man. Come on. You know, I don't like nothing burning my
vocal cords. Is that why I can't sing? Maybe that's it. You think it's the Popeye's spicy? I'm going to blame it on something right now.
Is that the reason?
Is it the Popeye?
Is it possible that you just
is it the Popeye spicy chicken that took me out? Did I have one too many spicy breath?
But, I think you had one too many spicy.
Not breath. Breath. Right. Was it one too many hot wings, Lord?
At the Popeye's.
At the Popeye's. Like my kids said, school. Can you buy me some Popeye's?
I can't do it. I don't like it. No, I don't even.
Do you even eat the mild chicken from Popeye's? Because it's kind of spicy.
That's what I eat mild.
Oh, you okay with the mild?
Yeah, Popeye's my favorite chicken.
What about jerk chicken? You don't eat jerk
chicken?
Absolutely
not.
Because it's too hot?
It's just too hot. I don't like nothing. I can't stand when your eyes, your nose start running.
I ain't talking about nothing. That's their food. I ain't talking about that kind of food. That's what her and her mini meat.
You put too much pepper on it, I ain't going to eat it.
Yeah.
What she mean? Like black pepper?
No, she's talking about
pepper flakes.
Like hot pepper, period.
If you put a little bit too much black pepper on something. And
no, we don't do black pepper.
No, no.
I'm just saying that's, I don't like nothing.
Well, her and
my kids eat them Takis. Two things. Oh.
That's not a job.
Yeah,
her and Baby Sweet. That's a, her,
Sweet
her
Baby
daughter.
Ray?
No, Baby Sweet.
Oh, no,
that,
that's the name of the child.
Right.
Baby Sweet.
Baby Sweet.
Okay.
Not legally.
Right.
Okay. Because I was like, now,
they
this
eat,
is the teacher that was talking about
right.
the kids.
They eat food from hell. So.
Is that me?
What? What you hear?
You don't hear nothing?
No. What you hear?
I hear a radiator.
Oh, that's what that is. Okay.
Oh, the radiator. Yeah,
oh,
the heat.
Okay, okay.
Oh, I'm like,
okay.
What you, what? You got me nervous. Like, hold on, I'll maybe start reaching.
Okay.
No, they eat food from hell.
Mm-hmm.
And I could eat a good jalapeno popper. Like Tanya likes, like, really, 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 really hot food, but except for this one time.
Mm-hmm. And didn't I tell you, stop coming here talking about family business? Like, why would you do that?
But she ate something. What would we eat?
It was calamari, but they had peppers on top.
So, yeah, they had, you like calamari? You don't eat calamari?
I do like calamari.
Okay, so calamari, you know, sometimes, depending on certain restaurants, they will put jalapenos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they spread them around. You don't have to eat them. You can move around them, whatever. But they had like a, was it a whole or half of a, something, they had like a, what they did was they took, that's what it was. They took a jalapeno pepper and they cut it in half.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kind of laid it in there. So, you know, it was. I ate one and it was like good.
You ate one what? A pepper?
A jalapeno, yeah.
Oh.
But they, it was good. And the guy was like, oh, yeah, he says it's like every 10th or 12th one you'll mess around and get the hot one. Well, your girl.
So you still telling? So you still talking?
Well, it ain't going to be a good story till I tell it all.
Okay.
So anyway, your girl was over there. That's what we
you
do.
You're going to be in trouble.
Take the lemons off. Jerk oxtail. Now the Lord is in that.
Mm.
Huh? Glory to him.
And hey, I love oxtail.
How about oh? Hey,
I'm going to call my mommy and ask her to make me some oxtail.
You ain't had an oxtail till you had one from Priscilla McCurtis. But anyway. So she ate this pepper at the place. And we had RPM, no.
STK.
STK Steak downtown. And all of a sudden, this is what I see sitting next to me.
Mm-hmm.
Rocking and shooting. Like,
Pastor, are you cussing?
I was almost. You know, first of all, I can't stand rocking. I don't like to see kids do it. It does something to me. Like,
really?
Why are you moving? What is all that? All that rocking and back and forth.
Tell her how sympathetic you were to me.
I just had no sympathy. I said, when you get through rocking, let me know.
Dana.
Yeah, at the restaurant. People there all of a sudden, she got ADD, ADHD, Alzheimer's.
Oh,
all
my
doing.
Goodness.
She got something wrong with her.
It was so hot.
She's rocking the man.
The man brought me bread. He knew where I was
he
at.
He was like, oh, you look. I
would have cried.
I should have played that thing. She needs some milk.
I would have cried.
That's you just lied, Pastor.
You didn't have a tear.
No, I did not have a tear, but I did have a Rain Man moment. I was shaking.
I couldn't deal with all that rocking.
In the words of what's her name came and I was shaking the table.
I can't.
She was doing too much rocking for me.
They would have had to take my whole plate back.
No, it was good. Yeah, but no. So don't
spice that whole bill back.
So that's my that bill was praise the Lord for that bill.
I don't like spicy food.
So that's it. That's my. So now y'all know on Praise Break Friday we found out the reason my vocals. It's not where they should be. It's from the spicy food.
Did you see Lanasia? Why are you over there talking about me?
That's what she said.
Did you see how she looked at you?
I'm going to go back and watch. Hold on. This is
don't
delayed.
Don't you dare.
This is delayed. Hold on. Let me see.
You just watch the screen.
Oh, wait.
How
let me see.
At?
Oh, really? That's the look, huh? Oh, I like this delay. See, I can't see. No, don't. That's what we're doing. I got you.
I was getting ready to say something.
No,
but you caught me off guard when you said that because I was getting ready to say.
I was following your lead.
Well, my mom loves spicy food.
Yes.
So that killed your
theory.
Your theory.
She has a more seasoned folk.
Okay.
Plus, see, she's a singer already.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't really do much to her.
What's your excuse?
So I'm not a singer at all. I sing in the background. with a good soprano and a good alto on both sides of me to make sure I got my notes.
Angela said, have you all had jerk oxtails from Tropical Times Lake Street in Northbrook?
Sound like a restaurant.
First of all, it's in Northbrook. Who going all the way to Northbrook?
Angela, if it's good, you
I think she's that's over by the airport. That's a long way, Angela, but you know, we will travel for some food. Mm. But what's the name of the place?
Absolutely.
Tropical Times. How you look it up?
I'm already on the ball.
Okay. that's not bad. But anyway, y'all, look, we're gonna get, I'm sure there's gonna be a jerk chicken truck out there. Maybe more than one. So you're probably gonna be able to get your hands on an oxtail somewhere. Probably gonna be some pizza out there. We just found out that there's a couple of chicken restaurants that have a actual truck.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna try to get one of them out there.
We'll reach out.
We're gonna reach out to Charmaine Ricketts, the owner of Uncle Remus Salty Fried Chicken. Mm-hmm. I know you South Side is y'all got a Harold's disease, mm-hmm. but we're gonna pray that out you.
Harold's all day.
You was raised.
Harold's all day.
He was raised on the South Side, too, wasn't he?
Absolutely. Born and raised on 110th and Wentworth.
Yeah, yeah, no.
That's so,
that's okay, though. You know, everybody can't get saved all the time.
I got on the west
time.
Side a little bit with that Uncle Remy's, but. Mm.
First of all, she said Uncle Remy's.
Remy.
See, that's
Remy.
A whole nother.
That's the auntie. So that wasn't even Charmaine's, so it was one of the brothers and sisters' stuff.
So your sauce, they got Remy in your sauce. And Uncle Remy.
Uncle Remy.
They put some Remy. In the let me try that when I get home. See how that work out. Be a different spirit. Anyway, look, I'm sorry, but yeah, it's gonna be plenty of food trucks. I'm looking forward to to the eating.
I'm actually looking forward to the line dancing.
That should be good.
I'm excited
we're gonna get
about
some,
that.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm looking forward to the gospel house music. Y'all like what?
Dun, dun. What's your button?
Go ahead, Daniel.
Which one?
Preview.
Well, what you want? Wait, you want? Oh, you?
Yeah.
That's what you wanted. Do you even know what gospel house music is?
Mm-hmm. They can play some.
How you don't like? You don't like gospel house music?
I didn't say that.
But what would you? Why you do the?
I didn't do that.
But you want? But you wanted me to hit it though. You say where is that? She looking like which one is it?
We gonna have a variety.
Gospel house music has got a
variety. Okay, play some.
Hold on, let me get you right. Hold on, where's that? Look, mm-hmm. let me get you right. Hold on, where is it at? Yeah, hold on.
Okay.
I guarantee you, the DJ know about this. I guarantee you he does.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, your season saints probably would pass out.
Yeah.
Your season saints might say, what in the world? They wouldn't understand what to do with all that bass.
I like that too, Andrew.
Yes,
okay, so now demonstrate to me how we're going to dance to that.
And y'all better not drop down and get y'all eagle on.
you get the step on.
Well, I know I got religion. Yeah.
Hey, when they played in the club, it was in. I put my head was in the speaker. Seriously, they had, you know, back in the club days, they had, you know, subwoofers that's in y'all's churches.
Mm-hmm.
They had them stacked up on top of each other in the club. And us house heads, if we wasn't dancing, our heads were in the speaker, literally losing all our hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally in the speaker.
Oh, my.
And the bass was just, like, vibrating your whole, like, all of your insides, your innards.
Reese, I think it's time for me to make a house music gospel track.
do it.
Man.
There is a group. There is a gospel house music group on Facebook.
See?
There is, and another one that's rap as well. But, like, you know, not that trap rap, but
Yeah, please. Yeah, you know, I can't.
I know you're still a little angry with old girl.
I can't do the trap gospel. That's why I lose it. I just can't.
Okay, give me an example of trap gospel. I don't.
I'm going to play the song on. Let me not say I don't. I'm gonna say I don't like it. I just it didn't work for me. I know it was for a certain audience.
Yeah, you get that Randy Jackson moment. It doesn't work for me.
You know what song I'm gonna play too?
I think I do.
You don't like this music?
What? Say.
Check it out.
Yeah, I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you?
I love my love. God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
Right.
Hey, what's
I don't think that I can live no more.
Hey, what's the Millie Rock with it?
I'm living now on an 8.
I can't. I just couldn't. I couldn't.
You couldn't get with that song?
I couldn't. But I understood. I had to, trust me.
My kids love it.
It was a whole audience for it.
He had to argue with me about it.
We had a whole, like a heated debate on the show about it.
Really?
Because I was like, I just
When she came to our church and.
Did she do it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and
God.
All the kids just went crazy.
So I understood. I felt about, and then I realized, I said, you know what? First of all, it's age.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's age. But then I had to think about how. I was going to say something about your mom. Really?
Really?
I had to remember how people my age felt when we lost our minds for Stomp by Kirk Franklin.
Yeah.
But here's the difference. I don't know if, I ain't been in the club in a long time. I don't know if they're playing this in the club. Stomp came on in the club.
Really?
Yes. You could be out there and see those of us that were saved, but, you know, was still out in the club.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't dance to Stomp because we was like, we knew it was gospel, so we kind of, you know.
You must take a break.
Right. But, you know, but before that, you all out in Stomp. You can do the booty up. You all out on the floor sweating, and then all of a sudden, make me clap my hand. We was like, oh, yeah, okay. I'm going to the bathroom. You want some from the bar? You know, you were scared to drink while the song was on. You're like, okay, I'm gonna put my beer down here like the Lord don't see it while the song is on. Have you? Okay, what was that time before COVID? Do you go to concerts, gospel concerts?
Yeah.
Okay, so how do you feel about this? I went to see, I think it was Kirk Franklin, Marvin Sapp. It was that tour that the men that Marvin Sapp, whatever
that.
It was at. Indiana, Maryville, whatever that the casino place,
Horseshoe Casino,
that one, whatever that is, right? And so I'm there, and it's a gospel concert,
But people was walking in with their drink.
They went to go buy.
At the casino. Yeah.
No, but they were selling liquor in the theater. They had the roll away bar. That just felt so weird to me.
Yeah.
Because I felt like I was in church. Don't get me wrong. I like a good libation.
But see, I think it's all in, it's in the venue.
Right. Yeah, because the venue has to make money.
The venue is looking to make money.
Yeah, because
now the question is, as a Christian, how do you feel getting up trying to go get you a drink at a gospel concert? You know what I mean?
At the time, the person I went with, they went and got them a drink, and I was like, I'm good. Just bring back a spray.
I
felt some kind of way.
I would have to. I probably been like, you won't drink that?
And then what was funny was, I think it was either Donnie McClurkin Fred Hammond, because Fred Hammond had just had surgery. You know, mm-hmm. I think he had both his knees or hips replaced.
What
or something.
Mm-hmm.
So he was walking real bad. But he was like, well, in the mission, he said, now I know y'all going over there to have some communion.
Oh. I said, oh, Lord. I don't know. And see, I was really glad that you were, even though this event, All Men Lifted, isn't a church event.
Yeah.
is still, you know, I was glad to.
You weren't going to get any argument out of me.
Yeah.
You weren't going to get any argument out of me.
When they asked, did we want to sell? I was like, no. Wait, let me ask, because, you know.
No, it didn't bother me at all. But that was so weird to me.
Yeah. It would have been weird to me, too.
Because I was like, so then, that was the first time. Then I went there for another, I think it was Kirk Franklin in Israel or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That was one. Now, here's the difference. When I saw, what is it? Who made Make Room song? The Jonathan
Reynolds?
Or Travis? I always get them mixed up.
Jonathan.
So Jonathan was at, what's the venue? Lincoln something. It's called Lincoln. It's a venue. It's north, mm-hmm. and it's called Lincoln something.
Okay.
But it's like very few seats. It's really standing room. It's set up so you're standing
mm-hmm.
the whole time. He did not have the bar open while he was there. They only served pops. That's all you can get from the bar.
And
so some people were upset that the bar wasn't open.
Wow.
But I guess he paid the money.
Oh, well, then.
Because they have to make that money. The venue is saying, we give it to you at this price, mm-hmm. but we going to sell liquor. Mm-hmm. Or you pay this price and we don't sell no liquor.
Mm-hmm.
So he must have paid whatever. But the tickets were like 40 bucks.
Mm-hmm.
But that was probably one of the craziest concerts I've ever been to. But I literally stood up for 2.5 hours and didn't realize I was standing up for 2.5 hours because it was just that good. Well, it was, you know, Jonathan Reynolds, but
right.
Yeah. But I was like, wow. But that's the level of, so it's just weird. It's, again, I ain't judging nobody. Hey, I like a good beverage. But I felt like those folk that know me know I like a good beverage. However, I ain't finna that. I feel like I was down at Ebenezer popping a 40-ounce open or something. Like, hey, pass the Cavassier. Everybody singing now, you know.
Well, yeah, I probably would have felt a little weird too.
Yeah,
but it definitely. If you don't mind me saying, I come in Jonathan McReynolds for that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, he didn't do it.
Yeah.
But at that horseshoe, I guess they figured we gonna get our money.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And then people were in the. Because I do remember walking, and then, you know, in order to get to the theater at the horseshoe, you must walk through the casino.
Right.
So they already know, let me go and stop and slide these couple quarters in here real
right,
quick.
Right, right, right. But that's just like the thing going to, like, I found it weird that the Stella Awards is always in Las Vegas.
That's how long? Like 5 years they moved them there? Because before they were not.
Right. But now
they're permanently there.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, you walking into the restaurant, you got to walk through cigarette smoke and everything because you're in the casino.
Oh, yeah, because you can't because it's Vegas and you can still smoke indoors.
You can smoke indoors. So you just walking around.
That was one. That was one that I think in, Indiana, you cannot steal. Can you?
I don't even pay attention to that.
Oh, okay. Like in restaurants, because you're closer to Indiana than I am, so I'm just asking you like you know.
I don't think you can smoke in Indiana restaurants.
Okay, okay.
I know you can in Illinois.
You're right, but in Vegas, it's open season.
I don't know if it's like that in the restaurant.
Okay.
But
well, they have smoking areas maybe still.
But they have in the casino.
In the casino, you can just light up.
Yeah, and if like you playing a game or whatever, you can
smoke your cigar.
Cigarettes.
Right.
Cigarette. You know.
I smoke with cigarettes. That's a Boondocks reference, y'all. I don't know what that is. Let it go. Anyway, so hey, y'all, look, I am super, super excited about this event. Y'all make sure you all tell the people about it. You will see this on all of our social media outlets. We're going to be Lanasia already put up a I should have had you get that off and snatch it. The video she recorded for it earlier on Unlimited Faith. I saw that on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
I saw it somewhere. So we'll get it. But we're going to do some more of that.
Absolutely.
And you're going to see some stuff out there. So, look, if you have questions about it, if you're thinking about, again, you want a vendor, there's a few vendor spots left. If you're thinking about doing that, feel free to hit us up again at either unlimitedfaithproductions.com or hit us up in our Facebook joints anywhere.
Absolutely.
We will get you to the right person to hook you up in all of those situations. If you're thinking about being a sponsor, look, or you may know somebody or a business or have a friend or a company, or maybe your company does these types of deals. Reach out, let them know, hey, this is going to be a great event.
Absolutely.
And next week on Monday, I'll go through, because I didn't pull it up tonight, But next week, Monday, I'll go through some of the vendor package, the different levels and all that kind of stuff with you all on Monday night. And again, vendors doesn't mean you could, it could be a church, you could be a hairstylist.
Mm.
If you raise
vendors and sponsors,
right?
Yeah.
If it's raised, boom, boom, have boutique.
If you got some oils for some edges.
Right. If you
to slick back
right.
edges,
if you
want to
be a vendor,
bring back your edges.
Right. I mean,
come on through.
If you sell, look, you gonna get me if you sell these. I'm at least get three or four of them.
Nah. Yeah.
I mean,
so we're excited.
I'm
we want
least,
you to come and shop
again.
Get three. Or four.
Absolutely, you'll be able to shop.
Bring your shea butter. Bring your whipped shea butter.
Dan, have a good time.
Right. There you go. So anyway, she said in certain parts there's no smoking down in the Italian theme part of Vegas, no smoking. Oh, thank you, Angela. Okay. I've been to Vegas since, I don't even remember the last time I was in Vegas. Yeah, it's, at least it was for somebody's fight, Mayweather and somebody. But a long, long time ago. But yeah, so man, look, I am super excited about this, and we're going to talk about it more. Maybe, you know what I'm thinking we can do? We'll talk about it offline. I won't say it on the air. But, you know, maybe we can do it because, you know, technology is a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can have a conversation with all of the parties who are going to be involved at the event. I just thought about that.
Ooh.
Yeah, we can hook
make
it up.
Because
you could be here, but everybody else can be, and it can all be, yeah.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah. So that's going to be awesome. So, look, y'all know what to do. Check us out. We'll be back here on Monday. But if you haven't already done so, do me a favor. Follow my sister here on Facebook. What's your name on Facebook?
Lenasia Tyson. That's Lenasia.
She's so proper when they come down.
That's my radio voice.
Man, it's like proper. As Madea said, oh, that's how you talk when you went to the college.
Exactly. Or you can visit my website at www.lenasiatyson.com. Oh, can y'all see me with the head?
Yes, we can see you with the head.
Look, that's you right there.
Lenasia.
Go to nasianem.com.
And again, thank you so much, Angela, for your support.
You need a hood website.
Just definitely.
You do. You need one of this say Nasia.
Well, look, they never spell my name. Right.
I know.
Lanesha.
Right. Oh, with the S-H?
Lanesha.
Oh, no.
Lanisa.
Oh, no.
I be calling some everything, but it's okay.
That's what y'all get for having all them extra syllables.
Hey, I love my name.
Look, if you had an old hood website, nasianem.com, that's all you need to have a separate one. Nasianem.
Yeah, Reese, nasianem.com.
Reese, nasianem. I like got a little ring to it. Nasia and them. You want Nasia and them to come sing at your church?
Oh, I'm going to name my band Nasia and them.
Ooh, there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, Nasia and them. That's how we was on, wait, I can't remember this. That's how the praise team was.
It was who?
Christina and them.
This is Christina.
And these are them.
Praise team.
We was... That's what it was. We was.
Oh my God.
We was them, right? Your mom was a part of them too.
You gonna make me go home and watch that movie?
Which one?
Five Heartbeats and The Temptations. You gonna make one?
Hey,
everybody, I'm David Ruffin.
I'm David
and
Ruffin.
Them,
and
these are The Temptations.
Are The Temptations? Yeah, that was. Yeah. That's how we felt on Sundays too.
Reese said, "No, ma'am."
You know, I'm gonna need you to get your.
Reese sounds like she born with my spirit, the no spirit.
She just like her spirit of no.
Reese, she the boss. Pusher. She the boss, right?
Oh, man.
She the boss.
Which is about to say that?
We're coming. I know my girls and their guys. I'm reading these other comments.
Okay.
We'll be
keep
there
reading.
At the game. This is breath of fresh air. She said no, man. Everybody care about it. You run on number to your shoe.
He said no, sir. She said no, sir.
And no, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
Man, nobody had no fun. I was like, y'all like the no fun police.
Honey.
I be cutting stuff off. Honey. Anyway, anyhow.
I got to tell y'all. Can I what tell y'all something?
Tell it.
Let me tell y'all something. What happened to us when we went to, me and my, to the comedy show. And before we left the house, this woman argued me down. Now, when I'm traveling and I have to minister, she does not allow me to carry anything, right? She's my armor bearer when we out. So
did she
carries my purse. Yeah.
Okay.
She carries my purse and whatever and everything. So here it is. We're going to check out a host at the comedy show. Mm-hmm. Sunday night, supposed to be a clean show.
Oh,
so we go, and she said, don't take that little, it's a comedy show, so I want to take my little dainty, you know, the little cute purse.
The
all
clutch.
I need, right, all I need is my lip gloss, you know, your little ID, my phone, something to put my phone. This woman, no, you will not. You're going to carry this big purse, my little Coach purse, you know. And I was like, I don't want to carry that purse. We going to hang out. I don't want to carry the big purse. We fought and argued all the way. You know, I was really attitude-y, got in there. Got to this place. They put me in a front row seat, and the first 5 jokes was about my purse. So what if I'd had that raggedy little purse I wanted to take? So she, I had to say to her, I'm sorry, I'll listen to you. So
it's okay.
Well, Dana just needs to listen.
It's okay if they write every now and once.
Every
now
and then. Yeah.
Right, every now and then. Ain't like they write all the time.
Lisa, do you feel that you write all the time?
What you say?
I'm right all the time.
What?
That's what we doing. You know,
all the time.
All the time.
You know what? It's that we always look.
This is me right here.
All the time.
Really?
All the time.
All the time.
Really?
Oh,
let me go and hit the No,
and
you're
I
not.
I will walk 5,000. Is that what that is?
I don't know what that is.
He don't even know what he is.
I don't even know what that is. I think that came free with the thing. I don't know what that is. I haven't learned none of this stuff.
She won't label none of this stuff.
I don't believe in labels.
The same way.
I don't believe in labels.
Absolutely. She feel like she write all the time.
I don't understand how y'all feel that way.
The devil is a lie.
A whole lie. Whole lie. Shit. Yay. Glory to him.
Okay,
huh?
Dana. All right.
Did y'all see the dude on TikTok telling people, giving people how to talk in tongues? So
He's giving an example.
He said, this is all you got to do. Let me give you the first one. First, he said, I'm sure I'd make the face. So he was making, you know, you got to feel like somebody pinched you or something. Then he says, a lot of times we don't know what they're saying. He said, but let me tell you how you can get right in with them. He says, all you got to do is spell Coke backwards. E-K-O-C. Yeah.
Right.
I did. Yeah. I did.
E-K-I-B, Mike. Hey. Ronnie, hey, glory. I promise you. See, that's I'm going to go to somebody's church that don't know me. I promise you.
Okay, you'll get real swaying in the spirit.
I need to go to it. Is it a church I can
it's
go
gonna
to?
It's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem.
I don't
do
know
you
what
all,
to say.
Do you all, I'm going to type it like she wrote it.
Right.
Do
okay.
you Do you all will
Lisa,
feel
you made us look bad.
You're never wrong?
Lisa, you just made us look bad.
Yes, because what are you saying?
I read it like it. You know, I'm anchor man. I read it like you put it on the screen.
Lisa, you just made us look bad.
Do you all will
Lisa,
will feel?
Lisa,
you're never wrong.
Forever,
huh?
That's all they got. That's all they got.
Yeah.
They're going to stay on it forever.
Did you ever get that highlight thing to work where you can highlight people's comments and make it big on the screen? She's going to say no. But this
I'm looking out for Reese. I don't know what
oh,
you're talking
you
about.
Oh, you ain't no Reese. You know Reese Cup.
Wow. So that's what we're aiming for. So when they go low, we go to hell.
I quit.
Okay.
I quit.
All right. That's cool. Okay.
Anyway,
all right.
Just talking tongue. E-K-O-C.
Oh, okay.
E-K-O-C.
E-K-O-C.
See? You got the you spelled it too hard.
E-K-O-C.
That's it. Right there. Down in my shondo. Hey.
Well, I tried to talk it, but it didn't work.
It didn't work.
She was trying to talk it.
Oh.
You know how you text your...
And text the speed text? She must got an iPhone.
What phone are you using, Reese? Are you using your iPhone or your Android?
I bet it was an iPhone.
Be honest.
I bet it was an iPhone. She ain't going to tell... If iPhone people won't tell the truth. They won't tell you when the iPhone work right.
She going to say iPhone because she don't want to embarrass her little Android. Which one is it, Reese?
It was probably the iPhone that messed up.
You lucky I can't tell which phone you use.
The kids at school would tell you, they was like, Mr. King, you got an Android. He's like, I was like, what's wrong with Android? They was like, Android, for some reason they believe Androids only cost $69. Like, where y'all get these numbers from? But my, what you say? I was speaking in tongues. Y'all know.
She was using her droid.
You was trying to use your, really? Mm-mm, that was Siri. Siri don't know interpretation.
She was using her Samsung.
Right, you don't use your Samsung. My Samsung, that's what it is. Anyway, look, we got to go. We all got to go, and my stomach's just started growling.
I'm hungry.
Ass hungry. look, we're going to get ready to get out of here. Can you do us a favor, Lanesha? Can you pray us out this evening? Can you do that
Absolutely.
For the people? Thank you. I know I put you on the spot. I'm sorry.
God, we love you. We praise you. We honor you, oh God. You are a magnificent God. And Lord, we just thank you for all the different gifts and talents, oh God, that you've blessed us with. Thank you for yet again another opportunity to come together in fellowship, oh God. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing in our world right now, oh God. For healing is in the land right now, God. We speak it and decree it, oh God. Lord, right now in advance, we ask that you will continue to bless anything and everything that we set our heart and mind to do, oh God, that will glorify your name and uplift and motivate and encourage people, oh God. We love you and we appreciate all that you do. Please, God, as we travel to our different destinations, God, we ask that you will have your way, protect us and keep us from all hurt, harm, and danger, seen and unseen. We'll forever give your name the glory, honor, and the praise. It is so. Thank God. Amen.
Amen. Well, go ahead and pray then.
Come on. I love to pray. Huh?
Amen. Look, y'all, we're going to get ready to get out of here. Y'all know what the road routine. If you got to drive through this special city we call Chi-Town, do us a favor. Keep your head on a swivel. I'm going to go on and let, who is this? Ernest Pugh? Go on, sing Ernest. Now, if I can hit one of them notes.
You would be one of my best.
Boy, look at this.
That boy.
I told Ty, I said, if I get some draws, about four sizes too small.
Okay, I quit. I
and
quit, Reese.
And then some little shoes. Mm. I probably could get that note out. Be right there.
So you see Reese's comment?
What'd she say? Hold on. Wrong button. Come on and pray first.
I quit.
Really? See, she be...
Dropping the mic. Dropping the mic.
Bye, y'all. We got to go. TTLO 2 T's to 1L10. We out.
You were there for me, always making ways for me. Love is sublime. Oh, what did you gain? The victory. So now I gotta say thank you. Lord, I thank you. Oh, Lord, I thank you. There's nobody like you in all the earth. I thank you for always being there. You died for me, and you hung on a tree. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Pastor Keon Henderson, and I invite you to prepare your heart as my pastor of worship at the Lighthouse Church of Houston takes us down memory lane with songs from his body of work that have helped us. best maneuver in this thing called life. It is my distinct honor to present to you the Ernest Pugh Medley of Life.
The song says he is the great I am. Messengers, we will worship the Lord,
with praise,
and will shout in all the earth.
Tell him what he's worthy of. Yes.
Sing. Oh, yeah. Everybody, he is the great I am. Everybody, he is the great I am.
For he
is the great I am.
Yes,
he is the great I am.
Jefferson, hit me with the remix.
Right here. Holy is the Lord our God.
Mighty
is the Lord our God. I believe that we're in the midst of a season of change whereby God is about to saturate every dry area in our lives. So even now, we ask for the rain. Oh, I need the rain to fall all over the land. Yes. Manifest glory, people everywhere. Oh, we decree, we declare, we proclaim, often rain.
Shower down,
shower down
on your people.
I need your glory. Gotta have it. Can't live without it. Oh,
I need your glory.
I'm hungry,
so thirsty,
and I'm longing. And Father, every need is provision. We need you now.
And I want your glow, less of me and more. You is what I need. Everybody say,
show me your glow.
Show me.
Show me your power.
Less of me,
less of me
and more
of you. It's what I need.
Listen, there's been so many times straight away rejecting your love and warm embrace, but I realize that I need you more and more each time. More each time.
I need you more.
Jesus, my soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless his name. My soul love Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. His name. The Lord is a wonder. Bless his holy name. His glory has lifted my head. Bless his name.
His name.
Will you worship?
just because he is worthy. Praise him for what he's done. And all the things he is doing.
Yeah.